has photographed the historical inaugurations of presidents of the United States. He has captured the harsh cruelty of men at war. His camera has documented the worldwide events of men and women in every walk of life. In 1968, he received a National Headlines Award for his news coverage of the Vietnam War. He was also a recipient of the Overseas Press Award for his coverage of the Guyana tragedy. In fact, he has been an award-winning photojournalist at the Washington Post for 14 years. His name is Frank Johnston. Frank Johnston is a second-generation photojournalist who received his indoctrination into photography at an early age. His father, the late Frank Johnston Sr., was a chief photographer for the Philadelphia Inquirer.
I used to run around the darkrooms terrorizing all the staff photographers. My dad was a tremendous influence on me in photography because not only being in the profession, but he built a darkroom in the basement of our home. By the time I got to high school, I started working for a commercial photographic outfit in Philadelphia. And we did industrial and public relations type photography.
After college and a short time in the Marine Corps, he joined United Press International as a staff photographer in Austin, Texas. One of his first major assignments as a UPI staffer was to photograph the transferring of Lee Harvey Oswald.
I was in the basement that Sunday when Ruby shot Oswald. And so that was really my introduction to the news business, which was pretty fast and furious. Guyana was a very unusual situation, especially for someone being involved with a newspaper. We're flying along and we can see this rectangular pavilion from the air about a mile off, and we saw a lot of bright colors out there. You could hardly hear because of the rotor blades on the helicopter. And I said to him, "It looks like they're having an outing or a picnic." And I had my cameras around my neck, and we got almost directly overhead, and it was so surrealistic. It was like you stopped the frame of a motion picture camera. There were maybe 14 people lined up face down, and there was a child between the parents. Everybody was arm in arm, and I guess when I started to photograph them is when I sort of snapped out of whatever trance I was in, and I was numb. I was physically numb. That 24-hour period of time was probably one of the most incredible experiences I've ever had in the business. Not only the story, but going through the whole bizarre episode down there, what happened. What happened to Americans in a foreign land? The direction one has to keep in mind when they, when they do a lot of the daily assignments is to try to visually tell the story, obviously, the first thing. And the second thing is to try to give it as fresh of a visual approach as they possibly can. Everything you do is competitive. Extremely competitive. Well, you're not only competing with the New York Times and the other papers that are LA Times there, but you're competing with the wires too. So you've got to be able to outshoot your competitors, and sometimes you're outgunned 3-1, as they say. There might be three wire guys from each wire service shooting a certain situation, but most of the time that if you've had a pretty good track record there, you usually come up with the picture. I try to give the emotional feeling of that particular moment you're trying to capture, whether it would be a peace signing on the North Lawn of the White House, or If it would be the feature assignment Northwest Washington somewhere on a family that might be in financial trouble or being evicted. Watergate, I got involved in several different ways. Primarily the hearings up on Capitol Hill, which was to me like a daily soapbox opera. The most incredible 24 hours here in Washington at that time was the last 24 hours when Nixon was in office. I was at the White House, and I spent all my time at the White House. We were locked in the White House at one point when Nixon, just before he decided to resign. That whole moment, or that whole morning on August the 9th, 1975, was really an incredible morning. We had a resignation of one president, and we had a swearing in of another president in the East Room of the White House. And the whole scene when Nixon resigned and left and walked out, went down the private elevator, down through the diplomatic entrance, and out onto the lawn, and turned around and gave a double victory sign. The whole scene of people crying, people were weeping. I mean, in the offices, and I really believe that at that particular time in our history, the executive part of our government really shut down. My favorite president for coverage was President Ford. He was very good with photographers. He really gave us a lot of latitude during the administration to photograph him. I think more than any president that I've been around since that time. I had done a book on the White House, which was called The Working White House, People Behind the Scenes. That I was behind the scenes for 3 months, and that meant every morning, noon, and night for 18, 19 hours a day, producing pictures of private moments, upstairs and downstairs. I think the type of photographer I am is one that I would like to be remembered as recording not only some of the history that has taken place here in the past 14 years for me, but some of the great moments in history too. When I look back at the early days of the Booker trial, that was Commander Booker of the Pueblo when I first started out, to Nixon, to Watergate, to the troubled times that we lived through with the war marches, to the funnier and lighter moments pertaining to either politics or feature type pictures that I've been able to do. They're the things that come to my mind almost immediately. To seeing a president lose an election and to witness that on Air Force One during a private moment with the president, him sitting there in the corner, being probably one of the most important men in the world, yet so small, so humble at that moment, he's learned he's lost the election. These are the images and the moments I remember very distinctively.
Johnston once said that top-notch photography boils down to having the eye.